You know what bothers me? People who want to know the time. The ones who come up and say to me, "What time is it?" As if I personally were responsible for keeping track of such things. Sometimes they'll phrase it a little differently. They'll say, "Do you have the time?" And I say, "No, I don't believe I do. I certainly didn't have it this morning when I left the house. Could you possibly have left it somewhere?" You know, now that you mention it, I believe the Navy has the time, in Washington. They keep it in an observatory or something, and they just let a little of it out each day. Not too much, of course. Just enough. They wouldn't want to give us too much time. We might not use it wisely. Sometimes, in a playful mood, when asked if I have the time, I'll say yes, and simply walk away. I do that because I hate to disappoint people. You see, there is no time. There's just no time. I don't mean we're late, there's no time. I mean there is no time. After all, when is it? Do you know? No one really knows when it is. We made the whole thing up. It's a human invention. There are no numbers in the sky. Believe me, I've looked. They're not there. We made the whole thing up. So when are we? Sometimes we think we know where we are, but we really don't know when we are. For all we know, it could be the middle of last week. And the time zones are no help. They're all different. In fact, in parts of India, the time zones actually operate on the half hour instead of the hour. What is that all about? Does anyone really know what time it is? And never mind a piddly little half-hour difference in India. How about thousands of years? The major calendars disagree by thousands of years. To the Chinese, this is, I don't know, 4699. The Hebrews think it's 5762. The Muslims swear it's 1422. No telling what the Mayans and Aztecs would say if they were still around. I guess their time ran out. Remember, folks, these are calendars we're talking about. Instruments specifically designed to keep track of time. And they're all different. And they're not just off by a couple of weeks. This is thousands of goddamn years we're talking about. How did that happen? Our current Gregorian calendar is such an amateur show that every 4 years we have to cram in an extra day just to make the whole thing work. We call it February 29th. Personally, I don't believe it. Deep down, I know it's really March 1st. I mean, it just feels like March 1st, doesn't it? But even that simple quadrennial adjustment doesn't fix things, so every 100 years we suspend that rule and dispense with the extra day. Unless, of course, the year is divisible by 400, in which case we suspend the suspension and add the extra day. But that's still not quite enough. So every 4,000 years we suspend that rule, too, and back comes February 29th. Here's how we got to this sorry state. The Julian calendar was introduced in 46 BC, the Roman year 709, but it was off by 11 minutes a year. So by 1582, there was an accumulated error of 10 days. Accordingly, that year, Pope Gregory XIII decided that the day following October 4th would be called October 15th. They just skipped 10 days, threw them out. Officially, in 1582, no one was born in France, Italy, Spain, or Portugal during the period October 5th through October 14th. Weird, eh? But even weirder, Britain didn't adopt the Gregorian calendar till 1752 when they dropped 11 days out of September. Since this also applied to the American colonies, officially no one was born here from September 3rd through September 13th, 1752, except Indians. By the way, that was the same year New Year's Day was moved from March 25th to January 1st. The way it had been handled before, for example, was that March 24th, 1750, would be followed by March 25th, 1751. Pretty fucked up, huh? And you thought that big millennium party you went to was being held right on time. We try hard to keep track of time, but it's futile. You can't pin it down. For example, there's a moment coming. It's not here yet. Still in the future. It's on the way. It hasn't arrived. It's getting closer. Here it is. Shit, it's gone. We use words like now, but it's a useless word because every time you say it, it means something different. Can you tell me the time? Well, which time did you want? Now? Or the time you asked me? Or how about now? Is this the time you want? Speak up. This stuff isn't standing still. And think of the phrase just now. Did you hear that? What? Just now. You mean just then? Yes, just then. Wait, there it is again. When? Just now. Everything we think of as now is either the very recent past or the very near future. There's no present. Welcome to the present. Shoom. Gone again. It's all so imprecise that people sometimes don't bother with minutes and hours at all. They keep things purposely vague.
What time you got?
I got just after.
Just after? Geez, my watch is slow. I got going on.
It's amazing how something as precisely calibrated as time can be described so loosely, especially where short periods of time are concerned. We say, at once, immediately, right away, just like that, no time at all, nothing flat, at a moment's notice. And one that I never understood, before you can say Jack Robinson. You don't hear that much anymore, do you? Maybe Jack ran out of time. Maybe he was an Aztec. And let's not forget a jiffy. Or a flash. Do you know which is quicker? Well, I looked it up. In fact, there are two jiffies in a flash. And there are six flashes in the twinkling of an eye. No one seems to know how many twinklings of an eye there are in two shakes of a lamb's tail. And by the way, why is it two shakes of a lamb's tail? Wouldn't the basic unit of measurement be one shake of a lamb's tail? Another vague word is soon. For me, soon has an emotional quality. It has great potential for sadness.
Is Daddy ever coming to visit us again?
Yes, dear.
When?
Soon.
Here's a spooky one. Sooner than you think. Wow, sooner than I think. That's like before you know it.
I'll be back before you know it.
Shoo! Holy shit, he did it. Sooner or later, one of these days, any day now, from time to time, every now and then, a little while. A little while is nice. So gentle. I'll be home in a little while. That wouldn't bother you, would it? I think anyone could wait a little while. It doesn't sound too threatening. Your father is sick, but he still has a little while. That's different from a short time, isn't it? A short time sounds terminal. Your father has only a short time. If I were about to be executed, I'd much rather have a little while than a short time.